With the latest news for North Derbyshire, I'm Matt Hewitt. Part of Derbyshire could be designated an area of outstanding natural beauty to stop pylons being built. National Grid wants to build the 50-metre-tall structures from Chesterfield through Clay Cross to Alfreton and Ripley because it needs to transmit renewable electricity across the country. The County Council says historic halls such as Hardwick, Sutton Scarsdale and Ogston would suffer. It's asking Natural England for the special status, but the process could take years. Bolsover District Council's launching an independent review of its controversial development company, Dragonfly. It's been linked to a struggling parish council's financial crisis and has been repeatedly accused of posing a conflict of interest by mixing a commercial enterprise with a public body. Dragonfly completed a heritage centre in Cresswell, which left the parish council facing bankruptcy. But the district council say the review into Dragonfly and another into the centre are separate. Opposition councillors are criticising cash-strapped Derbyshire County Council's budget plan for next year. A near 5% council tax rise has been voted through, along with £19 million of cuts. Social care and special needs education are big pressure points, and the Conservative-controlled authority says inflation hasn't been helping. Its budget chief says they've spent a heck of a lot of reserves in the past years, and if they try to eat into the rest, the game is up. 59 e-scooters were seized in Derbyshire last month by the police. They've been getting tough since November and seizing them on the first offence. They can only be used legally on private land. Officers stopped one rider who had a four-year-old riding as a passenger. Last year, the Transport Secretary said she'd look at bringing in laws to legalise and regulate e-scooters on public roads. And a Peak District race that has raised more than £170,000 for cancer charities and local organisations has been rated the country's top half marathon. Eam Half Marathon was ranked first in its category by RaceCheck, based on the number of reviews and their average rating. It's said to be a stunning route through glorious countryside and a wonderful atmosphere. The race, which involves a 1,500-foot climb, is being held again on May the 18th. That's the latest for North Derbyshire. Now the national headlines.